Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Have you had more or less challenges last year than the previous years? What was the difference? Was it health related, money related, freedom or boredom related? Are you open, willing and hungry to learn how to overcome these challenges? I'm Denise Thompson, guiding my clients to their optimal health in mind, body, and finances. I am dealing daily with personal growth as I can see how it will set me free. My challenges started at a very young age and have increased in frequencies or occurrences or how often they, you know, pop up. Let me give you my definition of a challenge so that you can relate better to my examples. A challenge to me is finding a solution to an event, which is something that is happening for us or to us, a confrontation, overcoming objections, transforming mindset, looking through a different lens, creating a better outcome that serves yourself and others. So that's my quick definition of a challenge. So are there any tools available that we can use to help us overcome the challenges? The first tool that I'm using, and I'm giving you those things before I start sharing all the other information that I have on the plate for today. The first one is stop, challenge, choose. And if you remember from previous episodes, stop and take a deep breath, a slow breath, to help bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask, is this really true? Then you get to choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So I think that stop, challenge, choose is a wonderful tool to use. And honestly, I use it daily. Another one is to breathe deeply. I love one breathing that works for me the best, which is the 4-7-8 count. That means you inhale through the nose to the count of four to put all the oxygen in your blood system, brain, body, everywhere. Then you hold your breath to the count of 7 seconds to accumulate all the toxins in your body. And then you exhale shortly through your mouth to the count of 8 to get rid of everything that was accumulated, which gives you such a freeing feeling. And I personally love it. Doing some exercise, another one that's really very powerful is to have a glass of water next to you, wherever you are, or have it in your hand if you walk around, or if you're in a meeting or whatever, always have a glass of water with you. And if something triggers you immediately, instead of acting and reacting, take a few slow sips of water. That's giving you time to reflect, to kind of analyze a little bit. Is this really something to get a reaction out of me? Or should I just let it go? Or do I have a really wise answer to that situation? And so just by looking at that, there's also overcoming fear. And I just received a few clarity tools, which I want to share with you, that are helping me gain more confidence. And I know they would do the same for you. So clarity tool one is the current status. That's the truth. So take a piece of paper and a pen, and then you can go through it on your own afterwards. So it says, write down where you are in the different areas of your life that matter most. When you're dirt honest with yourself, what do you really want? So answer that question seriously. Then go to the next one. Where are you with your health? So are you 100% healthy? Are you 75% healthy? Are you 50% healthy? What is health? It's body, mind, and finances. Everything has to be balanced. If something is out of sort, there is no balance. It doesn't work. So here in the Clarity Tool, they go, where are you with your health? And then where are you with your finances? Where are you with your relationships? And where are you with your business? Other areas of your life that matter to you? So you can fill out those six questions. Mm-hmm. Clarity Tool number two is the one-year goals. Look back. So it says, now let's fast forward a year. So it would be June 10, 2022. Where do you want to be in these areas that we just talked about in current status, the truth? Write it down and capture this vision for yourself. Get emotional, get engaged, get engulfed, and visualize specific details about what made it so amazing. And so the first question again is, it's a year from now, where are you? Next question, where are you now in your health, in your finances, in your relationships, in your business, or other areas of your life that matter to you? The Clarity Tool number three is the seven levels deep, which I have mentioned a few times. And this is a tool that shifted my life fundamentally. And it's also a tool you can use in the future in your life, your courses, your trainings, your things that you do, or anything that you do. Yeah, exactly. It works in any single niche or genre you're going to be in. So level one is, what is important to you about becoming successful? And remember in the last episode, I think I mentioned what success means. That is not just financial. It's anything that you are better at today or doing better or giving more power to today than the day before. And it's always a comparison to yourself and where you were and where you are now. Then the next one, the level two, is why is it important to you? Referring to level one. Level three, why is it important to you? Referring to level two. Level four, why is it important to you? Referring to level three. So do you see how it's evolving? You can't stop there. You have to go to seven. Level five, why is it important to you? Referring to level four. Level six, specifically, why is it important to you? It means you have to dig deeper. And seven, why is it important to you that you went so deep on level six? And that's when you really have your niche and you know where your strengths are. And so you can make the changes you want to make because it is your life. Nobody else can live it for you. And Clarity Tool number four is capabilities. What new capabilities will you need to achieve this vision? So that's just one exercise that I think is really, really helpful. And I am in that course where we're working on that with Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. And I just really love it as it is helping me tremendously. So I asked, are all challenges equal? Can they pop up in our heads years later as a reflection, giving us the chance to make the best out of our situation? So let me go back to my childhood where it all started. And it is not for pity. It is not for me. Not at all. I actually learned from it, and that's what I want to demonstrate, the change in the way of looking at things. I changed the lenses I am looking through with all the exercises I'm doing and learning. And that's the main reason why I'm going there to explain to you a little bit about my childhood. So when I was a child, I had a pretty good childhood, actually. And I finished school, and then I went to choose a career. I was always an obedient and respectful child. Being strong and listening to our inner voice was not something I had or I got feeling, because I always did what I was told to do. However, between being born, losing my mom when I was 10 months old, my dad getting remarried when I was 2, my bonus mom having 4 kids of her own, and then me finding out at the age of 10, when I finally realized, wait a minute, why are there 2 wedding pictures with my dad and 2 different women hanging on the walls in the living room? I don't get it. What's going on? So I put my foot down and I said, I want to know. And then I was told that I was born to a different mom who passed suddenly when I was 10 months old, and that my dad married my bonus mom, so I would have a mom to love and who would love me and give me some siblings. Well, that didn't set too well with a 10-year-old. I started feeling an outcast. I started feeling... Yeah, whenever mom said something, my bonus mom said something that I should do or shouldn't do, I started coming back with, looking back, I don't even remember that I was so bad. But right now, what I hear is, well, you have nothing to say. You're not my real mom. Or my real mom would let me do this. Or my real mom would encourage me to do that. Or my real mom, or my real mom. And looking back, those are the hurtful things I said to the mom who raised me, the only mom I actually ever knew. She never said anything. She was quiet. Looking back, I can picture a few times when she had tears in her eyes. And she just said, I love you. And she went in her bedroom and started praying. That's what I found out much, much later. I go, oh my gosh. Now today, looking at that situation, it wasn't done to me. There was nothing negative done to me. It was actually something positive done for me, that my dad remarried, that I wasn't just raised by my grandparents who dearly loved me, but that I had a chance of living and growing up in a real family with a mom, with a dad, and with siblings. So why that negativity? It's time to let go. And that is one thing I was able to do. So I'm feeling great about that. Not saying there were not other challenges, such as when I finished school and I went to get my profession and piano 6 to 8 hours a day to practice, and I enjoyed it so much, and I wanted to become a musician. And my dad said, absolutely not. You're not going to be a starving artist. Let me remind you, I was born a few years after World War II was over. Things were different. It was not in the USA. It was in a different country that fits 30 times into California alone. So things were very different there. And why did my dad say that? He wanted me to be a nurse, or he said one other thing, I think nurse or something like that, he said. And finally, I went for it because I didn't want to fight with my parents, and I was raised to be obedient and to do what they say. But was I ever totally fulfilled? Did I ever feel this was my passion? No. Did I enjoy it? Yes, because I always, from the very beginning on that I remember, I always loved helping people. So that was actually part of it, helping patients getting healthy, you know, that was one thing. And so it was partly what I enjoyed, but it was not my real passion. So that was definitely very different. And that came about because, as I said, I was raised as a Christian to be obedient, to respect your parents and to do as they say and not to question things. And I carried that on for way too long. And I would like to encourage you, listen to your inner voice, your gut feeling. It usually does not steer you wrong. When you have butterflies in your stomach about something you want to do, that means you're super passionate about it and you want to achieve it. So that was one thing. Then many years later, at 26, I finally had enough and I made arrangements. At work, my boss received a letter from his daughter who lived in the United States asking for someone to come over as a nanny for her best friend who wanted to go back to work after she had the baby. So I thought, man, that's a good way out for me to get away from my family for a little bit. I know they love me. I know they mean well, but they don't give me any freedom. So I told my boss I would like to go if I could have the address. And so I wrote to his daughter, who I had known before from Switzerland, and she gave me the address and put me in touch with the family. And lo and behold, within a few months, I had arranged that they paid for an airplane ticket for me to go over as a babysitter. I got my visa. My dad did have to vouch that I would never be a burden to society over here. But he did. He had to provide financial statements, and that was good enough for them to let me go for 6 months. And in those 6 months, I met my husband, actually, within the first 2 or 3 months. 3 months. With the first 3 months, I met my husband, and then we filed for an extension, and then we got married in 1980. And that was in 79 that I came over here. We got married in June 1980. So we'll have our 41st anniversary in 10 days. Pretty awesome. Unbelievable. And so life began over here. But what happened going back to the flight from Switzerland to San Francisco? What happened when I arrived in San Francisco? I had my luggage, spoke any English, and I heard my name over the loudspeaker through the airport. And I freaked out. I go, what in the world? Why are they calling my name? What did I do? What's wrong? And I saw somebody dressed as an agent with a name tag. And I said, help, name. That's all I could say. And they go, oh. So they went to the phone. They listened. And they told me slowly, because Americans speak pretty fast. And I had a little bit of English before, a little bit of British English, but it didn't prepare me for what I was up to or up against. So the agent guided me, walked me to the waiting area and said, wait until the lady comes. And it took 2 hours. Let me tell you, it was a long flight, probably 10 hours nonstop, 9 hours time difference. I had to leave my house early in the morning, had to be at the airport 3 or 4 hours before the flight took off. So I was up for over 30-some hours by the time the lady and the baby finally showed up. And, oh, my goodness. Then she says, let's go out to lunch. And I said, I'm tired. Now we need to do a few errands before we can go home. So by the time I was able to finally go to bed, it was past 48 hours, and I was totally exhausted. I barely understood anything the lady said. And then there was another challenge that came up right then and there. In the world, am I going to learn English? Is she going to be home? What's going to happen? And she said that within the next week, she'll go back to work. And she says, just watch TV. So while I was watching the baby, feeding him or changing him or whatever, I watched TV, but I chose wisely children's stories that I could follow with the actions. And every word I didn't know, I wrote out phonetically. And every evening before I went to bed, I studied 50 to 100 words, new vocabulary, until it made sense to what I watched. And that's the way I started learning English. Then I met my husband in 2 months later, and we got married, as I said, 7 months later, I think, 8 months later. And that's it. And I started going to school and stuff. And everything was just totally awesome. I still had some challenges. For example, British English versus American English. There's different meanings to the words, and I had to learn those. So those are fun things to learn, actually. Now, following your inner voice and your gut feeling. I've been doing a lot of things in my life, and I've been looking at it now from a different, with through a different lens. And I decided I wanted to write a book, another book. I already have one bestseller, a little stress reduction book on Amazon. Different. This was about my life, who I was, who I am being, and who will I be in 2 years from now. And I thought, I'm going to write a book and maybe a course and maybe even a mastermind. And what I want to emphasize is what was then versus what is now and what serves us better or what serves me better. And I go, wow, this is pretty cool. So now I'm just learning. I need to start the course first and do some things and some interactions with people and get some feedback. And then I can write the book. And that's pretty awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. So another thing that I learned is my mom always said, my bonus mom, the soup is not eaten as hot as it's cooked, meaning let it cool off a bit so you don't burn your mouth. That's why we use the tools to take time to think, reflect, evaluate, and find a positive solution. I think that is pretty amazing. So not everything that looked bad at some time, because we had different colored lenses on and we didn't have tools on our tool belt yet, but now that we do, and we can actually work on ourselves and move forward and do more and be better, that is so amazing. I just really love it. So before I read a tiny story about choices that we make, that has to do actually with what I've been talking about. We always have choices. The question is, how do we look at it and how do we choose? I want to offer you 2 free gifts, and you can choose which one or if you want both. The first one is a free health goal strategy session, and the other one is a free healthy e-newsletter that I send out weekly. All I need is to know what you would like to get. And you can send that request to Coach Denise at ctdigest.net. It's in a transcript. You can highlight, copy and paste it into the URL. And let me know what you want, but make sure the first 3 letters in the subject line are capitalized BTR, B for Bruno, T for Tom, and R for Rex, for Blog Talk Radio. So I can fish it out off the spam folder as all first emails go into spam. So yeah, put it to BTR, and then you can say free health goal strategy session or free e-newsletter and give me your best email address. Make sure I know how to get in touch with you and tell me what you want. If you have questions, suggestions, let me know so I can help you with it. And now to end, I want to read you just a quick little story. There's a great passage from Alice in Wonderland. Alice came to a fork in the road and asked the Cheshire Cat, which way do I go from here? The cat replies, it depends. Where do you want to go? Alice says, I guess it really doesn't matter. And the cat says, well, then it really doesn't matter which way you go. That is the power of choice. To make the proper choice, you need clear direction. Our destiny is made up of millions of little choices. The beautiful thing about being a woman, being women, and being human beings is that we have the power to choose our destiny. No other creature on earth has the ability to do that. Our fate is truly in our hands. How would our world be different if Rosa Parks had chosen not to take the stand when told to give up her seat? How many lives would have been lost if Mother Teresa had chosen to just pass by the destitute person on the street and continue walking? What if Oprah Winfrey had decided she was a victim of her circumstances and could never impact society the way she has? What if my mother had chosen to stay a housewife and give up on her dreams? What if I had chosen to stay in the airline business because my fears were bigger than my dreams? As Oprah says, right now you are one choice away from a new beginning. We have some women on our team who are succeeding and some who are struggling. This is in direct proportion to the choices they are making every day, the choices to work when it is time to work, the choices to make phone calls, the choice to make sales presentations, the choice to empower and listen to people on their team, the choice to be a team player, the choice to be a leader, the choice to be a student in their field, the choice to be a great communicator, the choice to create an environment of healthy competition. Ella Wheeler Wilcox described it best in her poem, "One ship drives east and another drives west with the self-same winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sail and not the gales which tells us the way to go. Like the winds of the sea are the ways of fate as we voyage along through life of a soul that decides its goal and not the calm or the strife. Choices are like habits. They can be your worst enemy or your best friend. And I choose to make choice my best friend because that's actually what it is. What are you going to do with your choices? Are you going to change the way you look through your lenses? Are you going to change the prescription on your lenses? We can say pretty much. Or the color? The way it looks like you have a green tint or a gray tint or a blue tint in your glasses. It is your choice. But follow your dream. Follow your passion. Follow your gut feeling and make the best out of everything. So I hope that the few tools I have given you, the experiences I have told you, where I had to learn, and I didn't have to. I got to learn. I consciously made the decision lately that I want to just look back to learn from those things and then let go of the negative and work with the positive for a better future. And you know what it does? It makes me feel so awesome. It makes me feel so much healthier because, as you do know, positive mindset creates health and negative mindset causes illness, something we want to avoid because illness requires doctors, medications, tests, finances, and why not spend the money on something that we really enjoy rather than on something that we don't enjoy? So having said that, I wish you all a most wonderful week. Talk to you next week again. Again, if you have any questions, suggestions, want to be on the show with me, you have something to contribute that deals with healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, I would love to hear from you and feature you and go from there. Let's make this a conscious choice for today and for every day from now on. Until next week. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered.